Some ER doctors worry they spent the last month working for free. Lower Bucks, Roxborough, and suburban hospitals ended their contract with the agency that employed their ER docs. It was that company's job to pay them. Nina Feldman reports.
As is common in emergency departments across the country, Prime Healthcare, the network that runs the three local hospitals, contracted with an outside company to staff its ERs. That outside company was called Legacy Physician Partners. In September, Prime told its doctors it would be ending its contract with Legacy.
We said, okay, well, that sounds fine. I mean, this hospital has a reputation for changing out staffing companies, you know, like some people change underwear.
That's Dr. Gerald O'Malley. He was an emergency room doctor at Lower Bucks Hospital until a few days ago. He says he and his fellow doctors started to worry when they heard that Legacy didn't have the money to pay them for their work they'd done in October. Unsure of whether Legacy would be able to pay its doctors, Prime ended its contract with Legacy faster than expected. But the doctors kept showing up for their shifts. They had to, says another ER doctor, Catherine Pelletier. The stakes were too high.
If we don't show up, then the ER is not viable and patients aren't seen.
Meanwhile, four doctors who spoke to WHYY said the new staffing company, Progressive Emergency Physicians, told the doctors at Lower Bucks, Roxborough, and Suburban that they would cover their back pay in the form of a retention bonus if they signed a contract to work with Progressive going forward. Progressive did not respond to a request for comment. But neither O'Malley or Pelletier wanted to sign the contract. O'Malley says signing with Progressive would have meant a 20% wage cut. Pelletier says the company wanted doctors to work longer shifts, which research finds can lead to worse care. All four doctors say that among the roughly 50 physicians working in the three emergency departments, they only know of a handful who are signing on with Progressive long term.
I would really want to know who's working in that ER now. They don't have enough people to cover all the shifts in the schedule. They don't.
Lower Bucks, Roxborough, and suburban hospitals all say their emergency rooms are open. They declined to comment about the staffing situation. Attempts to reach Legacy went unanswered, and its website no longer exists. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.